Now on the line I have Katrina Brady from the HSC, and she's going to talk to us about mental health information meetings happening later, or should I say early next month. Good morning, Katrina, how are you?
Good morning, Michael, I'm good.
That's great. It's a beautiful day out there today.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
Katrina, these information meetings, can you tell us about them?
I'll tell you a little bit about mental health engagement, and it's a new initiative by the HSE, and it's been rolled out nationally. And what it aims to do is, I suppose, to use a partnership approach and incorporate the views of people with lived experience or people who use mental health services, their carers and family members, into every element, I suppose, of service delivery going forward. And so these information sessions are about, I suppose, they're just talking more about like what it's all about, how the initiative developed, and who designed it, and they're taking place in Balbriggan and Blanchardstown in the beginning of July.
And these meetings are for anyone concerned with mental health, anyone who has anything to do with it, shall we say, that families, friends, you know, people themselves, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose it's really about anybody who's using services currently or has used mental health services in the past. And there, it's a place for also their family members or carers or supporters to come along and maybe identify, you know, what works well for them, what doesn't work well, and what they'd like to see improved.
And when these local forums are finished, I take it you're going to collate the feedback from these and try and improve services.
That's it. What happens is the forums are kind of, they're regularly monthly meetings that take place. And they're happening in a number of locations, or the plan is that they'll happen in a number of locations around North Dublin City and County, including Raheny, Blanchardstown and Balbriggan. And the idea is that the group of people that would use services, their family members and carers, would meet together monthly and identify, I suppose, on an ongoing basis, what improvements they'd like to see within the HSE mental health services, and then they would feed directly into the management teams on an ongoing basis, both locally and regionally and nationally. So it's kind of an ongoing project, a kind of a continuing project, that really has no end in sight, you know, but has very clear accountability structures. So whatever people are identifying, that they'll be fed into, I suppose, national policy, they'll be fed into every element of the design and delivery of service going forward.
Well, I have to say, I think this is a great idea. I was up in, I don't know if you know, the Lynx project in Ballymun.
I haven't been yet, but yeah, I'm hoping to go because it sounds very interesting. Yeah.
Well, I was up there maybe a month ago during the they were holding a green ribbon event, and I went up and I spoke to a number of people up there, and I was talking to one young lady who's been using the services for the last 33 years.
Okay.
And what she was saying to me, she was telling me about how the services have changed over the last 33 years and how they've improved, and how people are now starting to listen to the service users, and to rather being told what's going to happen, they're being consulted and they're being asked and they're being said, you know, are you okay with this? And she was so happy about that. It was amazing, and I think it's great.
I suppose the initiative came about. It actually was developed by people with lived experience, their family members and carers. So they kind of set about how this was going to, I suppose, how this was going to be implemented across the country. And I myself am a family member of somebody with a mental health difficulty, and I think there is a great sense of empowerment, you know, in being part, you know, in being able to affect change in some way and improve services in some way. And I think that's, I suppose, the essence about the forums too, that there are benefits around people meeting together, being able to have space to talk and communicate, and that their experience, like what you said, that their voice is important and that it feeds into something bigger, and that actually people feel that they're really being listened to and consulted, and that things are changing because of what they've said, you know, essentially. So that's really good. I'm really glad to hear that lady has that experience.
Now, I'm going to say to you that when you come to, I think you said Colester, is it your there will be one.
Raheny.
Yeah. Colester, Raheny, you know, you throw a stone between them, so it doesn't make any difference. Easy known, I don't live in either. But when you come here, maybe we'll have you on again and we'll have a longer chat about them. But would you just tell the listeners where and when these two sessions are going to happen?
The first one is in Balbriggan Library, and it's on the 4th of July, and it's at 5:30 to 6:30, and it's an information talk all about mental health engagement, and I suppose how it came about and what we hope to achieve. And the second one is in Blanchardstown, and it's in Blanchardstown Library, and it's from 5:30 to 6:30, and it's on Monday the 9th of July. To let you know, Michael, if anybody has any queries or like wants more information, I'll just give out the phone line if that's okay.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's 01-890-8713, or they can contact by email mhengage.dncc@hse.ie.
And I take it there is a website as well that they can... They can get any more information on.
They can look up the Office of Mental Health Engagement, and that's a HSE website, and that'll give all the information, I suppose, about mental health engagement and all the local links and telephone numbers for people who want to get involved.
Grant. And these meetings are just drop in, you don't have to book a place or anything.
No. We're hoping to get to as many people as possible and, I suppose, communicate information about these meetings. And there's no booking system or that. I suppose everybody's welcome, you know, and we want, because I think everybody is affected by this too. And we want as many people as possible to kind of, I suppose, know what it's about and then make an informed decision about whether they'd, you know, if it's something that they'd be interested in taking part in the future.
Okay, Katrina, it's been lovely talking to you, and we'll talk to you again when you're coming to Raheny.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael.
All the best.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye now.